Blog Talk Radio.
Raptor-centric church, Raptor-centric family. Jesus is our pastor, and I'm going to get to the phones here real quickly, but I just wanted to declare that while your calendar might say that it is, let me double check here because I've been in a fog today, that it's the 1st of August, Jesus says that it's in 2014, that is. Jesus says that it is 2013, and it's still July, because that's a word we got, sort of. That was sort of Carol's word. So we're still here, so it must be July, Christmas in July. So we're going to go with that, but we've got, I think, an international caller, and I'm going to go to that right away, because we should. Hello, 011. This is Jerry.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Very well.
Good.
Who are we speaking? Who are we speaking with?
My name is Mike. Mike Pate.
Oh, Mike.
Calling.
Hi. How are
Guelph.
You?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm good. I'm great, actually. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I was in chat last night, and somebody thought you might call in, but I.
Yes.
Okay. Is that a Skype number? Or?
No, no. It's. I don't know. When you said 011, I wasn't too sure what that was because my number doesn't have that. Mine's 519, beginning with 519.
Oh, okay. Well, somehow you have a very exotic. You came through on a very exotic.
Go ahead.
No, well, I'm just saying you came through. 011, I looked it up, is a country code for Samoa. So, you know, you might be in a tropical paradise and not know it.
I'm in Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
whatever happened. Okay. Can you stay on the line then? Are you okay for that? Or
I can. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Okay,
can.
Excellent. Okay, super. So let me get, I've got a bunch of other callers in here, and we'll bring them on. I think we have Katie. Is that Katie?
Hey, yeah, it's me.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Had a wild day.
Good.
And we've got, I think, Joe. Joe?
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Joe.
Hey,
hi, Katie. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Hey.
Hello.
And
I'm so excited. I'm so happy to finally have called in. I've been wanting I've been really wanting to and meaning to call in for quite some time now. And I just wasn't able to for a few different
sure.
reasons. But finally, yesterday I was supposed to be able to call in, and that even got plans got changed, and I didn't arrive in time to make that call. But today I've been pacing, walking around, knowing today is the day. And
there you go.
Yeah, super excited. So I'm really happy to be on this call today.
Well, we're excited to have you. I've got a few more people on the line. I think this is Keith. Hi, Keith.
Hey,
oh, Keith,
everybody.
There he is.
Hey, Mike.
There he is.
Hey, Mike, how are you? Good to talk to you, Mike.
And
great to be here.
We have Tana.
Hi, everyone. I love you all. Hi, Keith and Katie and Joe and Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome. And Gary. Hi, Keith. We love you. And love you, chat, everyone listening. I'm actually on my way to work, so I'm just going to listen. But hi, all. I love you.
Love you too.
Love you too.
And Pat.
Hi, everybody.
Pat.
How
Hi,
you
Pat.
Doing? Love
Pat.
You all. Hi, Mike. Glad you're joining us.
Oh, thank
Hi.
You, Pat.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Good to hear from you.
Okay. Have
Hi,
you been, Pat?
Thank you. Huh?
Good.
Okay.
I'm good.
I'm fine. No, I'm good. I'm good.
Yep.
My daughter's
Excellent.
Here from New Hampshire visiting, so that's nice.
Oh, very nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, good day.
And, I'm trying to remember. I think we've got one. No, we've got two more. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still getting myself organized. And we have another 914.
Hi, it's me, Stacy. I love you, Tana.
Oh, hi.
Hi,
Stacy.
Love you, Pat, Keith, Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm listening in, and whoever.
Right
Mike, I love you. And
are
we're
you
going home Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm calling in because I'm so tired. I'm laying down and I'm going to be listening and I'm going to be muting my jaw.
Okay.
So I don't get in too much trouble.
No, sorry.
Okay, love you, Stacy. Thanks for calling.
Love
and
you.
This is...
Love you, Judy,
hey,
Carol,
Stacey.
Chris, Alana.
Hi, baby. Hello, everybody. Yeah.
Hi, Pat.
Amen. Hi, sweetie.
Amen. And I think we've also got Michelle here. Is that you, Michelle?
Hi, it's Michelle.
Oh,
hey,
love you, Michelle.
Hi, everyone.
Love you, sweetie.
Hi, Mike.
I love you.
Hello,
love you.
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Hi.
You guys are all so great.
And we,
family.
And
you guys
and
are going home.
Yep,
yeah,
family.
Yeah, I think so too. And we've got, and I think we've got Leah on here. Who? Hi, Leah. Is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Hi, guys.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hi,
Leah.
There's a lot of people on here tonight. That's awesome, right?
Great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Wow.
Yay.
Hey, Leah. Love you.
I love you.
Hello,
everybody.
Hi. Did you all hear about my experience last night?
No, Katie, please share it. I was.
That was awesome, Katie. Share it.
Yeah.
Yeah, share it.
Guys, I mean, oh my goodness. I wish y'all could have just experienced it. I was speaking in tongues for like 2.5 hours at like 3 a.m. last night.
Wow.
And It was really bizarre, and I don't normally do that, but I just had a lot on my mind, and I was just talking with God and stuff, and I guess I fell asleep while I was speaking in tongues, I don't know, and I don't know if it was a vision, I don't know if it was real life, all I know is that it was very real, and I was laying in my bed, and the Lord dragged me by my feet off my bed, and he showed me himself. I saw him, but he wiped the memory. Like, I don't remember that part, but he also, like, I saw him, like, carrying the cross, and I saw him, like, and he was telling me that's what he did for me, and he was like, I mean, I felt the, like, love, you know, like, so strongly, I could barely even handle it. I mean, it was, like,
wow.
So strong. And he spoke to me and said, "I love you so much." Because I love you. So and I was like, "Oh my goodness!" Then he put me back on the bed, and my whole body was lifting in the air. And I thought, "Okay, this is it. This is it. We're I'm going." Like, didn't know what to think. And then there was another part of it, though. This was kind of the dream part. That was more of like a vision. I don't know.
Wow.
Heard trumpets going off, and I was shouting out, "The trumpets are blowing! The trumpets are blowing!" And yeah, so really awesome.
Wow, Katie. Oh, that's great, honey. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I've never had like that. So.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Did you feel Katie show his presence really strongly and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
when
he
showed me himself, like, dying for me, that's when I really felt it. Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
Great God, wow.
Yeah.
Give us some of that, Katie. We want some. Send it our way.
No, I'm just saying, speaking in tongues is really powerful.
Miriam went out.
Do you, Katie, do you do that often, or tell me more?
I did it like a month ago. I just started doing it, and then
okay.
Recently, I just have been doing it more, and it's really just a natural thing, really. And
okay.
All day today, I've really been speaking in tongues. It's been really
wow.
Great.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh. Yeah. I had a really strong leading, a compelling really to do that yesterday evening. So I think we're definitely, there must be some urgency to do that going
yeah.
around.
Yeah.
I know.
I agree.
Angel,
Jerry. I've been speaking a lot of tongues, so I've been like praying in tongues a lot, even at my desk. And just
wow.
at the drive-in and just praying. It's like he's preparing us for something, and it's just like tongues all the way. And you know what? The enemy doesn't understand tongue too, so I believe that he's having us really pray in tongues because he does not want the enemy to even hear or understand what he's going on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Stacey's got that gift of tongues. She can pray all day long like that. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not very good at it. It's not really my thing, but I'm trying to do
everybody's
it.
Everybody's different. Everybody's different.
I'm trying to
do it.
And I noticed
so
tongue language is different. Like, my tongue doesn't sound like anyone else's, but it does sound like someone else's. So, I mean, we're all
different. It's all different, honey.
Yeah.
It's all different.
You know, I sort of thought that for a long time, not is really the most important thing, but I prayed about it, and it took a while, but then finally I prayed, and then it started to happen, and ever since then, it's been like riding a bike. It's just, you know, I just sort of have a sense of whether that's the manner to pray or not, and so pursue it. Keep pursuing it if you want. If
I mean,
you want
it's been
to,
easier
you don't have
for
to,
me. I feel like it's easier.
Is it hard to learn how to do?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think I speak about 10 different languages now.
Okay. When I drive on the road, I try to do that now. If I get in the car and I go to the store, you know, I'll try.
Somebody start putting that I'm bilingual.
Yeah, I know I've got more than one, and it just, it's whatever happens to come out at the time. I have no idea what it is.
Okay. Michelle, do you speak in tongues?
Is it hard to learn how to do? Because I tried one time, and it just felt, it didn't feel like it was coming. So I don't know if certain people just have that gift, or
Michelle,
everyone
can
have
it,
or
you
what?
Can do it. It's not hard at all. Just kind of just like, when you feel him kind of leading you to do it, just start talking. It doesn't even have to make it. And then you'll realize that he's just feeling your emotions, and he knows things that you're not even able to say.
The Holy Spirit groans within you. The Holy Spirit groans within you. He's praying within you to the Father.
I just say, Holy Spirit, let me speak in tongues, and so God can listen to me, and I want to do it about healing or whatever topic I want. And then I just, these days, I just start, you know, letting sounds come out and just do my thing and just let it go. And it seems to be easier now, flowing. I don't analyze whether I think it's real or not. It seems like it's fine. You know, I'm not great at it. I just do it. I said, okay, Lord, I hope you heard that.
And Michelle, I still feel awkward sometimes,
but
it really, it's not that it's awkward. It's just different.
Uh-huh.
Different, yeah.
Yeah. There's something else the Holy Spirit does. I was 20 when I went to my first prayer meeting, okay? And I was totally new to it. 6 times I spoke out. I spoke in English, but I didn't want to. But when the Holy Spirit wants you to speak, you know, out, it's like a tightening, there's a pressure in your throat, and you have no choice. You speak, and God just speaks through you, you know. And I share that with you also. Yeah, so the Holy Spirit will just, it's his way of just praying through you, you know, and pleading for you, things that you can't even think about, that he knows the Father needs to hear from you. And he will do it inside you. And I think that's all part of what's going on, you know. Then all of us would start singing in tongues in harmony.
Oh, Pat,
hundreds of us.
Say that. I did that today.
Yes, singing in tongues is beautiful. And then we'd all start and stop identical in perfect harmony. That's the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Tongue is my first language.
Really?
I mean, after a while, it just flows after a while.
Oh, yeah.
You got the gift, though. I mean, everyone can speak in tongues, yes, for sure, but the Bible does say it is a gift. And Stacey definitely, when I see people, I can spot their gifts. Stacey's got it. She's got it. My friend Christina Williams can speak in tongues. Can you imagine? She speaks in tongues 12 hours a day. She can do all her chores, all her job, go everywhere, go to the store. And she does it for me, for my help. And God bless that woman.
Yeah, 12 hours.
I'm like, what? That's great. Yeah, it's amazing. Oh, my gosh. So she's got the gift, too. It's just second nature, you know. But yeah, we all can do it. Michelle, just make noise. Like, just start speaking whatever comes out and just tell God you want
to
do it so he knows.
Try singing,
you know?
And then it'll come easier.
There you go.
I think that's a good suggestion.
I pray easier in tongues than in English, to tell you the truth.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm mostly in English with him. I'm yakking all day long, damn. And,
well,
and a lot of times we just look at each other. We don't say anything. But it's not, you know, if you feel led to do that, do it. But if you don't feel led to do it, don't think that you're any less or you're missing out on something. God
yeah.
is communicating in another way to you. So
yeah.
it's not maybe for everybody. It is for everybody, but not everybody is going to do this. It's going to be like
mm-hmm.
with Jesus and me. It's just conversation, love conversations all day long, even into the night, and wake up in the night. You know, it's him all the time, whether it's English or in tongues. But singing in tongues, I love to sing in tongues. Oh, my goodness.
You know,
oh, wow.
Pat, as soon as this exact time you said that, you mentioned it the first time, Rosemary put in chat the same idea. You can sing in tongues to an easy song like Amazing Grace. And
yeah.
as soon as I read that, I had like an affirmation inside of me. Because I think when you do that, when you begin to verbalize and vocalize and just in a prayerful state of mind,
that's
I think
Holy Spirit,
that's a good
Ooh.
Way to get
Ooh.
To get going. Really good.
Oh, yeah. Singing
hey,
in tongues is beautiful.
Judy was prompting me to ask Joe. Joe, if you could get yourself going there. Something about what happened to you last night? Joe, are you...
Sorry, I was muted. I need to remember. That's your chart, yeah. Major thing. Last night I was just hanging out with the Lord, chilling, talking, asking some personal stuff, and he had me go into like one of my upstairs bathrooms and like shut the door, turn the lights off, like, you know, I was like bumping into the count, you know, it was just like, all right, what's going on? Like, look out the window. And honestly, like 3-5 minutes went by. I was like, I'm going to sit. So I like put the toilet seat down, sat on top of that, just looking out the window, just waiting. And finally I see something. I'm like, God, it's just a plane, Lord. Just keep on watching. I was like, all right. Plane flying a normal pattern. Like, keep on watching. I was like, all right. And it skips up. I mean, I've seen it before, but he wanted me to see that for some reason. And then after that, he had me go to another room, which he has me always go to, where he gives me, I call them downloads, just a whole bunch of information that I'm still working through, you know, like I get a clump at once and then I have to go through it and like figure it all out, for lack of better terms. But that happened shortly after. Like, it was just such an active night, you know, all around. Like, I talked to a few people today, you know, I spoke with Katie earlier, and you all heard that story. I was just like, what? Like, it was just so, so much going on. And he also brought me to a video on YouTube, which was mind-blowing, because this whole thing started with him, like, turn off the computer and spend some time with me. It's like, oh, my
right.
God, totally. You know?
Oh, yes.
And then he brought me back. He's like, all right, turn on your computer. Computer on, brought me this video. I'm sure you guys know her. She calls herself Yeshua's Bride. And...
Mm-hmm.
What she was going into on her last video, I don't know the name, but I bookmarked it. I'll let you all know later. I'll put it in the chat. But but the video was about started making me remember some of the things he told me again. I get like a rapid boom of info, and then I got to work through it. It made me remember, oh, this is some of the stuff he was telling me about what Hades really means and how everyone just associates it with hell, and that's just not the case. You know, the word Hades means the unseen. Look it up. So the fact that the unseen has now been revealed, you know, and also in just the order of events that the Spirit took me through last night, like, and this was just so apparent, like, you know, normally they're a little more crafty, for lack of a better term. This is just, like, right out there, you know, like. But it just got the wheels spinning in my head where, you know, it's Siri, like, when something definitely happened, where now, like, it's just, I personally am seeing a lot more, and I feel like the unseen realm has been open to us to be detached enough from the world to see it, because that's really what the world is a bunch of distractions that, you know, keep us from seeing.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, crafty is the perfect word. Joe. Because practice craft.
I mean, again, it's an abundant pouring out of the Spirit. Like, we are in the last millisecond.
Wow.
Like,
so Judy had a song, and she said, you know, let's play a song and let's all sing in tongues along with the song. And she said she was going to call in, but I know she's been having, I don't know if she has. but I do know, I think we've got somebody else. I think it's Eric and Veronica.
Oh, great.
909?
It's us.
Hi, honey.
Hi. How
are
you guys
doing?
Good.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to call in real quick and tell you guys, if you guys can just really, really pray for us, because today is my last day with Eric, and we're separating and moving away from each other because it caused the baby to be at risk of death because of his family. So you guys can just pray for us.
Wow.
Sure.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you.
Wow.
We love you.
Yeah, make sure you go to the Lord on that because, you know, I think if you both got a heart for God, then, you know, you should rest in that. Anyway, I think, Veronica, I don't know if you...
Don't think we're separating. We're not separating. Like,
oh, okay.
Separating like that. No, we have to, I have to move because I have to go get another job where we're supposed to move right now. And he has to stay here till he gets transferred over there.
Right.
But I have to move because there's so much dust here because he can't do anything. He has to stay here and it's family drama, so I have to move. With my family, and then he's going to come over. So I just want you guys to pray that, you know, let the Lord bring him to our family as soon as possible.
Sweetheart, just pray to the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Ask, follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit within your heart.
Yep. Lay it at his feet and just say, Lord, you know, help handle this situation. We give it to you.
Right.
We don't know, we don't have the answer, but we know you do. So please help us with
that. Exactly.
He will. He really will.
He
just
will, honey.
Do it together. Okay. So,
I find also that would help is to, you know, just let be willing to do his will. You know, wait for his answer and wait for his guidance, but be willing to do his will. And like it sounds like you are, you know, you may have to be living apart, but I find when I'm, you know, when I'm praying and when I am willing to do, even if it's going to be very hard or very tough, to do his will, I find that he always answers anyways, but I just find that it helps me to be a little more accepting, and I think that God really moves through prayer and when we're humbly asking him to do whatever it is, but I'll definitely be keeping you guys in my prayers also.
Yeah. You know, why don't we just do that right now? Let's pray for Eric and Veronica and just help them with their, and ask the Lord to help them with their circumstances. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we ask you for your guidance and influence in their lives. They're having trouble with their family and their stress, and we know you know all these things. You know more than even they themselves know. You know us better than we know ourselves. So we pray, Lord, that you will intervene and lead them through this problem. Help them to lay this at your feet. Let you have control and get the glory for the resolution and the peace that you bring to them. And I trust that for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you because we know you're faithful and you will do these things. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We all agree.
Amen.
Amen.
Roman said that we should play telephone on Katie, but what I'd like to do first is kind of get to see what we've got going here. I'm kind of watching.
On me? Wow.
Yeah, how about that?
Hey, wait a minute.
We're gonna take you where you left off in that dream and vision last night, Katie, and I guess we're just gonna send you up ahead of us.
Oh, don't worry. I drank punk for like 3 hours and try to get to go.
Wow.
Okay, and then I think Judy's just called in. Judy, is that you?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, hi, Judy.
Yeah?
You're
breaking up.
Yeah. So, not working?
Sort of.
Yeah, we're kind of, you're in and out.
How about now?
A little better.
I heard that.
Anyway, God bless everybody. With all of us that speak in tongues, let's all sing in tongues during a song that Jerry will play. But before he plays it, let's all talk in tongues or sing in tongues for like a minute. And then, Jerry, you can put the song on. Does that sound good? Because there's people in chat, like Tressie and Michelle and Eric, who would like to speak in tongues. So
okay.
The Lord wants to give that today. He likes to pass out gifts. He wants to give that today. Can you hear me okay, Jerry Bear?
Yeah, barely, but we can understand you. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Ready.
Guys, I actually have to get going, so I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye.
Oh, okay.
I'll be back in chat later.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry to cry. Have fun at work.
Bye, sweetie.
Love you, girl.
Love you.
Well, Lord, on her way to work, get her good. Let her open her mouth and just give her tongues.
Amen.
So, I'm keeping on, right?
Yep.
I'm here.
Okay, then. Hi. I love what happened to you last night. That was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, I was trying to call you. I mean, it was so great. I don't even know.
Okay, then. I need to get a new phone. I would have, but you know what I had to say? Something happened to me this morning where I felt like I was going up again. So
wow. Yeah, that happened to me. Wow.
He's getting us good. But, Pat, you speak in tongues. Katie speaks in tongues. I do. Jerry does. You guys ready?
And Stacy does.
Okay.
I'm sure there's quite a few.
Hi, Cutie. Love you, honey.
I love you. I can't wait to have a marriage ceremony with you.
Oh, I can't wait to ride down on your donkey butt.
Love you, sweetie.
Okay, so here's the thing about speaking in tongues. Am I breaking up again, Jerry, or is it working?
You're okay.
You're doing pretty well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well.
So, yad abrosanda ashonda yadabasing vidi ashonda yadakambra yadabrosanda. You just open up your mouth and start talking. That's how it happened with me. Hold on real quick. My gift had to be acquired by faith because... But my sister, okay, this is how God works. He's different with everybody. But if you have the faith for tongues today, you can do it. My sister, on the other hand, she was uncomfortable with that. She was like, no, I can't just start speaking words. He needs to, like, put it in my mouth. Okay? So can you guys still hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so the Lord met her at her faith level. He met her because she just couldn't do it. So one day in her car, and she continued to ask, and she just started speaking. It's like she said, he took a hold of my tongue, and she loves praying in tongues because she's like, she does it, but he's the one that started the gift in her. But like me, I wanted it really bad, and I acquired it by faith. I just started to open my mouth, and I was like, okay, this feels weird. Yeah, roll some that I've seen video, you know? And it was like 20 years ago, and I've been speaking in tongues ever since, and Katie is right, okay? When Katie said she had this whole spiritual experience last night, Now, she's God's leading her to speak in tongues more. It really does take you out of your circumstance and situation. Whenever people ask me to pray for them, I always pray in tongues, always. Always, 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 because I don't know what to pray, but the Holy Spirit does. And so oftentimes when I'm praying in tongues, I get the interpretation in my own head of what God is saying. But it's a gift that is open to everybody. And in this last hour, if you want it and you're listening, we're going to bless you by encouraging you. We're going to all speak in tongues that are on the phone right now that want to do it. And then we're going to play a song. And then Holy Spirit of Mighty Jehovah God, we ask for a beautiful impartation of your Holy Spirit of tongues to fall on everybody who's hungry for the gift. We thank you, Father, that you give your gifts liberally, without reproach, to all who are hungry, to all who ask. And you talk to everybody. And we thank you, Father, that there's no special secret or no special person. You give everything to everybody of your heart, and you love everyone. So, Father, we thank you for being our pastor. We thank you for giving this gift out today for those who will believe. So, Pat, you want to go ahead and start speaking in tongues?
Veka sundra manka riendo vanto sikre maramoyena wa ekla vanto
What? It was saying, come, come. I heard it four times. Come.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Oh, I get chilled.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
What
to come.
That's what I heard in my spirit. Her tongue was telling the Lord to come. That's what I heard. So the thing is, you guys, just believe by faith that the Lord is speaking to you and believe the voice in your head is him. And pretty soon as you start practicing that, you're going to know the difference between your voice and his voice, but you have to start somewhere, okay? And it's really simple, and it doesn't take 20 years. It can happen in 5 minutes if you just believe like a child. The Lord is trying to unlock his mysteries to people, but people think he's so mysterious, and he's not. He's a friend, and he's a friend, he's your king, and he's your Lord. So Harry's going to play a song right now, and just feel free to sing in tongues. I know people in that room will do it. Let's do it as a church. And let's just all sing in tongues during the song. And before we do that, Katie, can you please speak in tongues for about like a minute?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Hariya samanaka sagana gara samana gara sagana hariya samana gara sagana gara 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 hariya samana gara sagana gara.
Thank you. Did anybody on the line get the interpretation on the phone line?
I believe she was saying, how long, Lord? How long, Lord? How long?
I'm saying come, and she's saying how long. Okay, he's got the message.
You guys, this is fun. This is church. The Holy Spirit is a lot of fun. This is the Lord.
Katie, we got to get together. he's got to show up.
And he's
coming.
Make no mistake.
He's got no choice.
Okay, now here's what's going to happen, you guys. Here's what's going to happen. We're all going to start singing in tongues when Jerry plays the song. We're going to do it as a church together, everybody in the chat room. And those that want it, okay, if you don't, that's fine, no biggie. But if you want it, just start doing it by faith, okay? And then if you have faith for that, or if you need to be like my sister and it has to be something a little more supernatural, then, you know, you might have to wait a minute because hers, when she asked for that, it took like a year. You know, but it's okay because she was willing to wait. But I'm just saying you can acquire it by faith. But now here's the thing. He's also going to be giving, as we sing in tongues, have a pen ready some of you,
okay,
because he's going to give you interpretations of what God's rapture-centric church is saying. So have a pen ready, because some of you that don't speak in tongues, you may get an interpretation. But most of the time when I'm speaking in tongues, he gives me an interpretation of what he's saying to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always different. It's always different. Don't ever try to follow anyone's book or anyone's rule. The Holy Spirit is different in every way. And
yes,
we're going to see him move. I believe we're going to see him move in a new way today in this church. Because, I mean, I'm prepared to be surprised myself.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I'm speaking
from my experience, but I don't know it all. You know, I mean, I think he's going to do something fun with us today. And let's just be ready for it. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it, Jerry.
Okay, this is Chris Tomlin's Amazing Grace.
Will be
Your gifts. We know we don't get to use these gifts much longer because we're going to see you face to face, Father, but while we're here, you give us these gifts so that we can draw closer to you, and the gift of tongues is one of those beautiful gifts, and we thank you, Daddy. We thank you, Father, for the gift of tongues. We love you, Jesus. We love you for your many gifts that you pour out liberally to all who ask. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I'll read the interpretations I got. How great is our God? How great is your love? I love you, Lord. You're coming, Lord. We love you. Those are the ones I got.
Mm-hmm. Sounds right.
I heard him say, I am coming, I am coming, I am coming. And then earlier today, before I was speaking in tongues, I wanted to tell you guys, today was the first day he used the word poof to me, himself. God said poof. He said, I was writing an email, and at the very end of the email, he said, yeah, you won't be here because you're going to poof. But it was so funny hearing God tell me that. He said, you won't be here because you're going to poof.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
See, he loves us. He can say that. He knows us. He can say things like that.
I mean, we've been saying poof in the chat room, but God actually used the word poof to me today, and it was really special. Does anybody
Are you sure he didn't say poot?
Because if we don't go soon, that's
Kelly?
Exactly the word's going to happen. No, I'm kidding.
Well, you know what, Katie? I know that when I do poof, I'm going to poof because I'm going to be so happy. Okay. You know how we used to joke about Jason with having to need diapers because he was so excited. But anyway, did anybody else get any interpretations during our beautiful tongue time?
I've got.
I did.
Go ahead.
We will stand firm in your will, waiting for you.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you. That's Mike, right? Hey, Mike. I love you.
I love you, Judy. I love you all.
Okay, love you too. We love you too, sweetie.
We love your son, Curtis, too.
Curtis.
Yep.
Curtis is here.
Hey, Jerry, Stacy said to unmute her. She got a word.
Okay. Well, I think I did. And then I also want to say Carol's on the line. But Stacy, if you've got a word, go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, honey.
Yeah.
Okay. He says, before you call, I answer. I hear the heart of my children. Children, I come. I answer. I hear. Get ready to be blown away. I have waited, and now I come. And he has the condition mark.
Amen.
And the end.
Super.
Yeah. Blown away sounds like pooping. I like that.
hey, guys. I had a supernatural experience when I started speaking and praying in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
I have been speaking in tongues by faith for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And by that I mean I trust the Holy Spirit that whatever you know, I'm speaking or saying, it's really from him, because it's never I'm like Judy's sister. I've always been like Judy's sister. I'm not always, but you know, I've been in this area. I've been like Judy's sister. Like, I wanted to be supernatural. Well, it happened. Well,
yep.
I started speaking by faith like I normally do, you know, praying in tongues, as I normally do. But all of a sudden, my tongue relaxed, and the Holy Spirit took over. And then the anointing hit me really, really hard again. I just got damned. I just got... So I just, you know, I'm in a zone right here. I'm in that zone, you know what I mean?
Yep. Here she goes so again.
Amen. Praise God.
I wanted to share that with you because I'm like, wow. You know, it's that beautiful spiritual high where you can't move. And I just wanted to share that this is what happened to me, and I'm very filled with the Holy Spirit right now, with the Holy Spirit anointing.
Oh, yes, we all are, yes, I think.
I just wanted to share that. carry on.
Okay.
Yeah, Carol.
We will.
I'm grinning from ear to ear.
Oh yeah.
And it reminds me. It reminds me of when I first got saved. I had this big old grin on my face.
Uh-huh.
I was just like.
Amen.
And that's how I am right now. I'm just drunk in the spirit.
Yes. Okay, it's
hallelujah
great.
To the Lord. Hallelujah
yeah.
to Jesus. Praise you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Praise
you,
Jesus.
I needed this.
Yeah.
So
you know,
you can also
type in.
I just wanted to share
too.
That with you, okay?
Oh, okay, wow, you can?
Yeah.
Cool, Carol. Awesome.
Are you kidding?
Awesome.
Oh, wow, I never so knew that. Great,
okay.
Carol. We go poof soon.
I love
yeah.
you all. I love you
too.
All very much.
Love you all too. Love you, Carol.
Okay.
Love
yeah.
you, everybody.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right. Love you, Carol.
Amen.
Carry on. I'm just gonna bask in the zone.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you. Hey, I see here in chat that Raina has posted, I know Jesus is coming this week because I have my miracle I was praying for. I want to thank everyone who helped me pray without knowing what it was, what they were praying for. Yes, Daddy is God. He gave me a dream when... I'm not exactly sure what she means. Unwrap my problem, he will take me. So my feet are. Somebody help me.
Oh.
I'm not. My imagination is not working with it. Anyway, she got her. She got unwrapped. He gave me a dream. When he unwrapped my problem, he will take me. So my feet are unwrapped. So we are out. Okay.
Good.
Thank you. And that's what I thought it was, but I just wanted to be sure. Okay. So. So anyway, Rainy's dream, and then with Mike on the line, I really want to try to get to him. Mike, we've got about 5 minutes. If you would like to at least share part of your story right now, we'd love to hear it.
Okay, sure. Well, are you talking about the specific?
Well, I mean, yeah, whatever you're led to say, but I thought maybe you were going to tell us a little bit about how things unfolded with you and your son.
Yeah, Yeah, okay, for sure. Basically, well, things have been quite tough and financially, and it's just been me and my son, and, you know, praying constantly and just, you know, Curtis being in the same, knowing the same situation, him praying as well. And it brought us close together, and it brought us closer to the Lord, and, we built on our relationship, and I've been listening to Rapture Centric Church and also on YouTube as well. And, you know, by praying with you guys, all praying for me, I just, and for Curtis, like praying for us both, we just got pulled so much closer to this church that we just felt, we truly felt like family. And it was just, it's been so amazing, this journey. So God's answered all of our prayers, really. You know, every single time we were, God answered our prayers on his time, not on my time. So, you know, sometimes it didn't happen immediately, you know, but it happened exactly at the right time, you know. It got to a point where I couldn't even get Curtis lunches for school, you know, for a school lunch, and I didn't know what to do. But God answered the prayers, so he never went, you know, a day without a lunch, because God always answered, came through, and it's been through you guys. So I was well behind on my rent, and it was getting to the point where the Lord was going to, my landlord was going to kick me out, basically, me and Curtis out, because it's been so long, and I had never been able to pay the full month. And through the Rapture Centric Church, through you guys, I was able to go over there and pay it all up completely. And you know, she said she had no clue that I was going to be able to do it, because she knew my situation. She knows I don't really have family, and she knows that, you know, it's just been me and Curtis, and I don't get any support at all from his mother. She knows my situation quite well, and she said, "Well, how did you do this? Like, how did you come up with, you know, the money?" And I told her that, you know, it's through Jesus, and it's through praying, and it's through the church that I, you know, through Rapture Centric Church, through you guys, through the power of prayer. And I this must have been on her mind for a while, because she said, can we pray together right now? Can you pray for me?
Wow.
And yeah, I said, of course. So she accepted Jesus that day, that moment, into her life. And it was incredible. The power of God has been moving through you, through your church, and through me, and through Curtis, and through all of you guys, you know, Michelle and Jonathan and Alana and Jason, all of you guys, Judy. It's been so amazing, me watching God's hand on this planet and in people's lives around me. I'm just, like, so giving the glory to God, but I'm just feeling the glory in me, in my heart. It, like, almost like butterflies. I just feel so amazing watching God do so much good work. I know that He is coming, and He is coming fast. And I just believe that we are all going to be meeting again soon in the air.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's only one minor, like, you know, story that I could give you from the Lord. Like, I've witnessed so much, and direct in response to the power of prayer and the Lord answering them, and just, like, where it couldn't have been anything else, it was God. So when I'm able to tell people these stories, you know, even I've told atheists, and they try to give me all these different answers of what it could be, but in the end, they walk away, and they just kind of put their arms up.
Scratching their heads.
Yeah, now they're thinking, so I plant that seed planted.
That's right.
It's so amazing that I'm able to do that through Jesus, yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, we've only got maybe 30 seconds or so left. I want to really, really encourage you, if you have the ability and the opportunity to get back and call back again, because I know people in chat and us on the on the line really love hearing and being able to talk to you. And I want to say that just one of the things about your experience that I think is so awesome is that you got blessed, and in the middle of your blessing, it almost at the same moment, you began to see those blessings multiply from you and go out to others. I think that was just such a very cool thing about your story.
Oh, it's so cool. Sometimes I think the whole reason that it happened, that is because that lady would be blessed.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes, God sees the end result. God sees things, and I don't see. I can't see what God sees, so I just see the walls and the distractions and the tough, but God sees the whole picture.
Oh, yeah.
And through, through the evil works, through God, through the devil's evil works, God uses them for good.
Yep.
So, no matter what happens, God uses it for his glory.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Please call back again. Please call back again, Mike. We really love hearing your story and just having you with us. You're part of our
family. Absolutely. I'm going to try to call this whole week, all week.
Hey, cool.
Yeah.
Great.
Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
Great.
Okie dokie.
Well, thank you, guys. I just want to say I love you. I'm so grateful to know
you. Love you too, honey.
To know you. Yeah, have you in my life. I'm blessed, and I'm just going to be there for you, too.
Well, we're blessed having you, honey.
Love everybody. Love you, Jerry.
To the family.
Mike.
Everybody. Love
Katie,
you. I love
Katie,
all
of
you guys.
Katie. Hey, Katie.
I'm going to get taken to heaven tomorrow night. So.
Please,
well,
Katie.
Thank you, Keith.
We're going to hang on to your ankles,
it,
baby.
Let's go.
Call back tomorrow, Mike and Cher. Love you, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll do it. We're going to be calling for sure.
Get us.
Yes, Lord, come get us. You heard us. Now we're praying in tongues. You can't stay away.
And if you're a new listener, keep listening because it's just going to get better and you're going to just be amazed.
Especially if you go up with us.
Yeah, you'll come with us.
Come with us.
Speaking in tongues. We want more of those stories.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah, I'm excited to learn that for sure.
Oh, just ask the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Spirit of the Bride says.
Come and get us, Lord.
Come, Lord.
Come now, Jesus.
Come now.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Lord.
Right off.
Okay. Bye, guys. Love you. Bye-bye. Love you. Bye.